who declared the meeting open at that time being
4:33.
Yes, so thank you everyone and welcome to our November ordinary council meeting. In attendance we have councillors Barrett, councillor Robinson, councillor Letter, councillor Penny, councillor Dewar, councillor White, councillor Whittam, staff, Karen Callahan, Chief Executive Officer, Pam Hull, Strategic Support Projects Officer, Peter Larkoff, Manager of Works. Apparently leave of absence is nil. Do we have any apologies? No. Do we have any disclosure of interests? No. Item 4, response to previous public questions taken on notice, nil. Public question time, nil. Presentations, petitions, deputations, nil. Is there any application for leave of absence? No. We have that. Announcements for Charlie Miller, nil. So, 9. 9.1, ordinary council meeting, 16th October 2025. Recommendation of minutes of the ordinary meeting council held on 16th of October 2025. Be confirmed as a true and accurate record of proceedings. We have a mover, Councillor Dewar, a second, Councillor Penny. All those in favour? 7-0. 9.2, special council meeting, 20th October 2025. Recommendation that the minutes of the special meeting of council held on 20th October 2025 be confirmed as a true and accurate record of proceedings. Mover for that, please. Councillor Robinson, second, Councillor White. All those in favour? 7-0. Okay. Item 10, Tamla, point of difference. 10.1. Place based reconciliation in the Great Southern Statement of Comment. Here is Karen. Do you have any comments to make, Karen?
Shire President. The initiative recognises that reconciliation is most effective when driven locally through shared relationships and understanding. Signing the statement demonstrates the Shire's commitment to respectful collaboration with Aboriginal communities, reinforces our leadership in regional reconciliation efforts, and aligns with our ongoing focus on inclusive and community-led engagement.
Yes. Any other comments from the floor? No? Okay, so we have our recommendation that the Council, one, supports the Our Statement of Commitment, place-based reconciliation in the Great Southern, as proposed by Reconciliation WA and regional partners. Two, authorises the Chief Executive Officer to sign the statement on behalf of the Council. And three, requests the Chief Executive Officer to liaise with Reconciliation WA to identify opportunities for participation in the ongoing place-based reconciliation program. Can I have a mover for that, please? Councillor White and a seconder. Councillor Dewar, all those in favour? 7-0. 11, Brimble Tower Economy, 11.1, proposed Metmask Lot 2, Warren Road, Broomhill West. The author of this was Liz Bushby, Town Planning Innovations. Do we have any questions or comments, conversation on the floor? No? Okay, so our recommendation that the Council, one, determine that the proposed meteorological measuring mast, MetMast, use may be consistent with the objectives and purposes of the farming zone, and that the application be advertised in accordance with Clause 64 of the Planning and Development, in brackets, local planning scheme, Regulations 2015 and Clause 7.2 of the Shire Approved Town Planning Scheme, number 1 and 2. Note that the application is being advertised for public comment and that a further report will be presented to the Council following the conclusion of the advertising period for determination. Do we have a mover, please? Councillor Penny, seconded Councillor White. All those in favour? 7-0. 11.2, proposed agricultural shed. Lot 3602 in brackets number 2726, Toolbrunup Road, Lake Toolbrunup. The author of this is Ms. Wishu, Town Plan Innovations. Any comment from the floor? Nope. Okay, so the recommendation. That the council approves the application for an agricultural shed on lot 3602, in brackets number 2726, Toolbrunup Road, Lake Toolbrunup, subject to the following conditions. A. The plans lodged with this application shall form part of this planning approval. B. All development shall generally be in accordance with the approved plans unless otherwise approved separately in writing by the Chief Executive Officer. C. All stormwater from roofed and paved areas shall be collected and disposed of on site, and any associated drains and soakwell shall be maintained in a clean and clear condition. All drainage is to be fully contained within the property boundaries with no water discharge into adjacent land or road reserve unless otherwise approved in writing by the Chief Executive Officer. D. The building shall not be used for habitation at any time and is approved for storage and to be used in association with extensive agriculture. E. If the development subject of this approval is not substantially commenced within a period of 2 years, the approval shall lapse and be of no further effect. F. A separate building permit will be required before commencement of construction. Have a mover, please. Councillor Dewar, seconded. Councillor Leather. All those in favour? 7-0. 12. Birmingham Townlot Lifestyle. 12.1. Public Transport Authority of WA licence to occupy corridor land, in brackets, L5459-4-390, lot 391, Garrity Street, Townlot. Pam, do you have any comment to make?
This is basically a continuation of the existing licence that is in place between PTA and Shire. It gives Shire access to all the land on the western side of the railway line in town site. There's been a slight amendment to the area of the licence to incorporate the area south end of the reserve where Shire's manholes have been installed, and also right across to the railway line in that area. Yeah.
All right, thank you, Pam. Okay, so recommendation that the council, one, agrees to enter into a licence to occupy, in brackets L5459-4. With the Public Transport Authority for a portion of lot 390 on deposit plan 31194, volume LR3156, folio 567-20, Garrity Street, and a portion of lot 391 on deposit plan 31194, volume LR3156, folio 568-50. Garrity Street, Townlot, Western Australia. And two, authorises the Shire President and Chief Executive Officer to apply the common seal and execute the licence agreement and any associated documents. I have a mover for that recommendation, please. Councillor Witham, seconded. Councillor Leonard, all those in favour? 7-0. Okay, item 13, Approval of Town of Upshire support, 13.1, financial statements for October. Author for the financial statements of service, Michelle Martin. Anyone have any comments to make on this item? No? Okay. Recommendation that the monthly financial statements for the period ending 31st of October 2025 be received. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Robinson, seconded Councillor Penny. All those in favour, 7-0. 13.2, monthly list of payments, October 2025. Once again, Michelle Martin. Any comments? No. Recommendation that in accordance with regulations 13.1 and 13.A.1 of the local government Financial Management Regulations 1996, the list of payments paid under delegated authority or with Shire purchasing cards for October 2025 be endorsed, compromising municipal fund check of electronic funds transfer, EFT, and direct debit payments totaling $645,919.76 and credit purchasing card payments totaling $7,601.26. Mover, please. Councillor Widow, seconded Councillor Penny. All in favour, 7-0. Okay, item 13.3, Council meeting dates 2026. Karen's the author. Straightforward, yeah. Yep. Okay, the recommendation. Yep, sorry, Carl.
Question, sorry, the July date, 23rd of July, is that out of school holidays?
Yes, it is.
It is.
Yes.
Yep. That's all I wanted to know.
Yep. Yep. Thank you. No other comment? Okay. Recommendation that the 2026 Ordinary Council meetings be held in the Tower Council Chambers commencing at 4:30 p.m. on the following scheduled dates. 9th February 2026, 9th of March 2026, 16th of April 2026, 21st of May 2026, 18th of June 2026, 23rd of July 2026, 20th of August 2026, 17th of September 2026, 15th of October 2026, 19th of November 2026, and the 17th of December 2026. Now, move, please. Councillor Robinson, seconded Councillor White. All those in favour, 7-0. 13.4, Code of Conduct for Council, Committee Members and Candidates. Author is Leonie Foss, Governance and Compliance Officer. Okay, any comments to this item? No. Okay, voting requirements, an absolute majority. Officer recommendation that draft policy 1.1.15 Code of Conduct for Council, Committee Members and Candidates be adopted as presented. Moved, Councillor Dewar, seconded Councillor Penny. All those in favour, passed 7-0. 13.5, information statement. 2025-2026. Once again, Leonie Foss, the author, Governance and Compliance Officer. No comments? Recommendation that the information statement 2025-2026 be adopted as presented and published in accordance with the requirements of the Freedom of Information Act 1992. Mover, please. Councillor Letter, seconder, Councillor Robinson. All those in favour, 7-0. Okay, item 14, matters for which the meeting may be closed. So we have a mover. Yes. Councillor White, seconded Councillor Leather. All those in favour? 7-0.